And I hope that signature tune, Theme from a Summer Place, is now familiar enough for you to recognise that I'm Mike Roberts with More Malta Memories, the series that's looking back over 17 weeks to the years 1964 to 1972 in Malta via the ordinary events and the ordinary people in the news then, plus the popular music that helped fashion those years for all of us and for all of us who were around at the time. This week we conclude 1966. Well now, although the general election that year was old news, the Café Cortina in Valletta was still urging customers to cast their votes for the Cortina's luxurious fare and products. Pop star Helen Shapiro appeared at the Radio City Hamroon as fears were being expressed as to whether the planned new £1 million, 500-bed Grand Excelsior Hotel for Valletta would harmonise with its historic surrounds. No fears for the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company, though, because their production of the Henry James comedy The Aspern Papers was enjoying great reviews, as was Bobby Darin enjoying his long association with Capitol Records. Here's just one of the many recordings he made with them during the years of the 1960s.
Where the bayous wind and them gators swim, sometime late last night when the moon was dim, someone left this light much against his will. And while Jip the cat was alibying, you know his clothes were drying down on Bourbon Street, where them tourists roam, some big financier traveling far from home lost his fancy watch and his wallet too. And while to his story a chip was digging, his brand new watch kept ticking. Now there's a blown out safe in the city hall, standing open wide up against the wall. And though Jip the cat has got a lot of dough, is the money his all bought a plunder? Jip says, go and wonder. There's a fishing fleet anchored in the bay. Everybody knows shrimp and oysters pay. But when Jip the cat was refused his share, somehow the nets got cut and the tape was way off till Jip got his payoff. Ah, the legend goes that they buried him, but nobody knows that he had a twin. And at the services, everybody cried, excepting one peculiar smile and mourner, picking pockets in.
Bobby Darin and Jip the Cat. As the year moved on, a record influx of visitors was beginning to be realised, and as the British European Airways general manager declared it a breakthrough in tourism, a major clean-up of the beaches was called for. The Alhambra Theatre at Sliema was again the venue for the second Festival of Italian Song, as it was announced that two of Italy's top singers, Gianni Mecca and Tony Rennis, would be taking part. People strolling down Valletta's Kingsway, as it was then called, were still coming to terms with the fact that the old Kingsgate had gone, demolished in just 15 days. In Malta's sister island, Gozo, Schlendi Bay's facelift was now complete, and everyone was enjoying the new road surfacing, the levelled rocks and diving boards, the concrete surfaces and the steps providing access to the sea. Whilst back in Malta at Bujiba, A powerboat marina and a boat and ski club set the island well on the way to becoming a leading water sports venue. Away from the coast, though, in Rabat and Mdina, GLM of Rabat was writing to the press about the dissatisfaction felt by residents with their inadequate and inefficient bus service. But that didn't prevent the King and Queen of Greece paying an informal visit to Malta. Perhaps they were impressed by George Tobone, a foreman in Malta's road cleaning department, who received a certificate of commendation for his single-handed campaign in keeping Malta clean. On the music front, Cilla Black's popularity continued unabated.
The day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all his words of kindness linger on when he no longer needs you. He wakes up, you make up, he takes his time and doesn't feel he has to hurry. He no longer needs you, and in his eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want him, you need him, and yet you don't believe him. He says his love is dead, you think he needs you. And in his eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, he goes out. He says that long ago he knew someone, but now she's gone, he doesn't need her. The day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things he said will fill your head. You won't forget him, and in his eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Cilla Black, in 1966, with For No One. And at the same time, it was being reported that Australia should be regarded as Malta's other home, with 150,000 Maltese then recorded as living there. The Mcedar Catering School saw its fifth graduation of waiters and confirmed that over 100 young people had been trained by the school and entered Malta's growing hotel and restaurant industry. The summer's growing demand and increasing pressure for fresh water was alleviated by a new seawater distillery. And photographer Frankie Attard was acclaimed for his delightful picture of the pair of swans at San Anton with their two surviving cygnets. Muscat's General Store in Valletta extended its summer sale as a Malta Olympic Council Commission was appointed to study the possible introduction of the Malta Games. A special issue, 2 shillings and sixpenny stamps of the Malta Trade Fair, was sold out less than 3 days after issue, and the fourth centenary of the Great Siege of Malta produced a crop of publications recording the event of July 1565. It seems that the title of the Mike Leander Orchestra's recording at the time was appropriate. Here, there, and everywhere.
Thank you.
the Mike Leander Orchestra, and Here, There, and Everywhere. The year progressed and the temperatures increased. Describing the Malta Trade Fair at Nashar as a national shop window, the president of Malta's Chamber of Commerce called for industry and commerce to join together. Rediffusion Malta advertised their World Cup offer of a £10 reduction on all televisions, whether rented or bought. Lua Airport got busier and busier as five different airlines operated out of it, using eight different aircraft types. In the Bowling League decider match at Bujiba, Bognor youngsters beat the Black Hawks. And a typical Grand Harbour scene of activity as the year moved nearer to its close included a warship of the American 6th Fleet, hydrofoil Freccia delle Isole, passenger ship Cheetah di Tunisie, tourist liner Austral S, and dock landing ships Dorma and San Marcos. Lisa Minnelli re-entered the world of popular recorded music that year when she brought us this George and Ira Gershwin number, I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise.
I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm gonna get there at any price. Stand aside, I'm on my way. I got the blues and up above is so fair. Shoes, go on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. It's a madness to be always sitting around in the sadness when you could be learning the steps of the gladness. You'll be happy when you can do just six or seven. Begin today, you'll find it nice. The quickest way to paradise. When you practice, here's the thing to do. Simply say as you go, ho, I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm gonna get there at any price. Stand aside, I'm on my way. I got the blues and up above is so fair. Well, shoes, go on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway.
I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, Lisa Minnelli. The Royal Air Force crack aerobatic team, the Red Arrows, flying gnats came to the island to provide, as it was described at the time, a breathtaking display over the island. In an article in the Times of Malta, Joseph Portelli, reflecting back over the year's economic growth, suggested that if supported enough, Malta's macaroni industry could become a big money getter for the island's economy. And as reported earlier in the year, the Maltese farmhouse for long and neglected construction was suddenly in great demand for conversion, continued to get much publicity in the property sections of Malta's press. On the music scene, the popularity of the Beach Boys seemed endless. Two of their releases that year made the charts, one via an album release and another released as a single.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
believe me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me the
softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up her vibrations. She's by my excitation, good love, good, good vibration, my mind. So excitation, good love, good, good vibration, my mind. So
good.
the Beach Boys and God Only Knows, issued on an album titled Pet Shop, followed by Good Vibrations, issued as a single in 1966 and one that many will have recognised, I'm sure. Back to more local news of the time. Optimistic excitement for Malta's future as an old year was drawing to a close and a new year beckoned was reflected in another article headed Christmas and Nationality. Priscilla Commons appealed, "Let us do our best to be proud of being Maltese." In Sliema, Prince of Wales Road, as it was then, was ablaze with Christmas lights. And in Valletta, all eyes were on the Mitzi Brothers showroom, where Santa Claus, climbing in and out of a chimney, was a great attraction. Chart-topping Matt Monro was having a quiet success with sales of his recording in 1966, Born Free.
The wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay free, where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living, 'cause you're born free.
Munro and Born Free, bringing 1966 and this particular edition of Malta Memories to a close. And here's my usual reminder before we do so, that if you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years we're covering, 1964 to 72, or indeed if the Malta Memories, as I say, have already covered, have meant something special to you, let me know by email. Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, all one word, at Firenet. FIRENET dot WS, World Service, WS. Or if you prefer to write, please do so care of this station. If you have enjoyed travelling nostalgically back in time with me via these research memories, created mainly, as I've said before, by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta near on 5 decades ago, though we still have a long way to go before reaching 1972, join me next week when, again aided by the popular music and song of the period, I'll be reviewing the first half of 1967. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.